back, fans. This is Molly welcoming you back to Season 2 of Mysteries About True Histories. Get ready for more math, more history, and of course, more mysteries.
Ah, finally the weekend. No school, no problems. No ice cream. Oh no, this can't be happening again.
I'm sure you just ran out, Max.
What is it, Rufus?
Max, there's something under your kitchen table. Something furry and not moving.
Yikes! What the heck is it? Should I poke it?
Maybe?
I wish this ladle was longer. Anyway, here goes. Ah!
It's just a furry coat.
It's actually two furry coats. And a note.
Hey guys, I'm back from the grocery store.
Ice cream! Yes! I thought it might be gone again. Forever!
Gone forever?
He's being dramatic. He's just really craving an ice cream sandwich.
Well, lucky for you, they were on sale. I got two boxes of six for just $5 each.
$10 for 12. 10 divided by 12 is about 83 cents each. That is a good deal.
But that doesn't mean you should scarf them all down. Max? Max?
Huh? What? Oh, yeah.
Try to make the ice cream last at least a few days. Hey, where'd those furry coats come from?
Oh, they're a
gift from Aunt Em. She sent one for me, too.
I gotta say, that woman has the most unusual timing. Anyway, it's the thought that counts. Be sure to send her a thank you note.
I will.
I meant Max. Bye, you two.
Are those coats from Aunt Em?
Well, the note just says Yeti or not, so...
Yep, sounds like Aunt Em. I don't know about these coats, though. The only cold place I want to be is inside the freezer getting an ice cream sandwich. Mm-mm-mm. You want one?
I'm good.
Great. Two for me. Happy Himalayas ice cream sandwiches. I've never heard of this brand before. Have you?
Nope. Let me see the box. It says, established 1921. Sounds like a clue to me. Open the wrapper.
Whoa, it says something. I think it's another clue. Visit the home of the abominable snowman.
Did you have to bite into your ice cream before reading the clue?
Sorry, it says visit the home of the abominable snowman. 9/19/1921, 28 degrees, 8 minutes, 29 seconds north. 86 degrees, 51 minutes, 5 seconds east.
Meaning?
Those are GPS coordinates. I looked them up right after another quick bite.
Take your time.
Got it. Those coordinates put us in the Himalayas on the south side of Mount Everest.
Oh, wow. Are we supposed to go to the highest point on Earth?
I guess so. I'm on top of the world. Literally.
Hey, Max, there's a package for you sitting in the front hall.
What do you know? Snow booties from Aunt Em. One pair my size, one pair for Molly, and two small pairs. Who are they for? Oh, I guess you're coming too, Rufus.
Are we sure this is a good idea? The Himalayas are some of the highest peaks in the world, connecting Nepal, China, Pakistan, Bhutan, India, and Afghanistan. Even base camp at the bottom of Everest is at 16,900 feet elevation. Our elevation here is like 771 feet above sea level.
16,900 minus 771 means we're adding, hang on, I got this. 16,129 feet of elevation. Wow. Denver, Colorado, the Mile High City, is only 5,280 feet. We've been up higher than that, haven't we?
Well, we've been to Machu Picchu and Cusco, which is around 11,150 feet. 16,900 minus 11,150 is, let's see, 16 minus 11 is 5, so 5,000. 900 minus 150 is 750. So, 5,750 feet of additional elevation.
Ah, so base camp is like one Cusco plus one Denver.
Nice, but also, yikes. That's super high altitude, which means lower oxygen levels. Besides being hard to breathe, we won't be able to oxygenate our muscles as fast, so we'll feel more tired.
Not to mention, the average temperature around this time of year is 0 degrees Fahrenheit.
So way less than freezing.
Well, we have our swanky new fake fur coats. Yes, Rufus has a sweater.
I don't know about this one, Max. It sounds dangerous.
Yeah, well, danger is my middle name. Besides, Aunt Em wouldn't send us somewhere we couldn't handle, would she?
I guess we're about to find out. Coats on.
Booties on. Doggy sweater and booties on. Here we go.
Yep, it's cold.
I wonder where we're supposed to go.
Are you Yeti?
Huh? Us? Yeti? No, we're problem solvers.
I'm Max, and this is Molly. And that's my dog, Rufus.
I was making a pun. You're in Yeti country. They still have puns where you come from, right?
Yes, of course. In fact, I love puns. It's a wonderful day for wordplay. Sorry. We were just a little disoriented from the time traveling.
Say, are you a problem solver too?
I solve a lot of problems, but I'm not officially in the order of problem solvers. I'm a Sherpa. We're a group of people indigenous to the most mountainous regions in this area of the world. Our home and heritage make us valuable guides for anyone visiting here. My name is Emerita. It means eternal life.
Oh, cool. I know a few decades from now, a Sherpa named Tenzing Norgay will become world famous for helping New Zealand explorer Sir Edmund Hillary reach the summit of Mount Everest.
And in 1975, Japanese mountaineer Junko Tabe will become the first woman to reach the summit with the help of Sherpa Aung Tsering.
I believe both those Sherpas are from Nepal.
These mountains are all Sherpas' home, so we're best equipped to understand the terrain, the ecology, the weather, and the dangers, dangers, danger.
Are you just echoing yourself?
Yes, for effect.
It was effective. Also, do you have any snacks?
And can we get out of the cold?
Yes, and yes. Come, gather around my campfire and enjoy some yak jerky as I tell you about the Yeti, 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 Yeti.
So, what do you know of the Mete, Te'ema, Zute, and Nalimo?
Those are all other names for Yeti.
Okay, but isn't the Yeti just a
huge creature who makes its home in the mountains, neither bear, nor wolf, nor leopard?
I was going to say a myth.
A myth or legend that has been passed down in our folklore for millennia. A Yeti is said to walk upright on two legs, but it's not human.
I know, like a Bigfoot or Sasquatch.
Ha ha! But even better, did you know the Greek Macedonian conqueror Alexander the Great marched all throughout the Indian subcontinent in 326 BC in search of the fabled Yeti?
So wait, are Yetis real?
No, they're cryptids. Cryptozoology includes the study of legendary animals to evaluate the possibility that they may actually exist. But the Yeti's existence has not been proven.
Ah, but you see, young problem solvers, the proof is not the point.
It's not?
No! The Yeti is revered in these mountains, particularly by the Buddhist monks and nuns, whose temples and sacred sites sit atop these craggy peaks.
I see. So why exactly is the Yeti revered by Buddhists?
Because the Yeti is seen as a protector of these mountains, a reminder of the importance of living in harmony with nature, and a symbol of the space between the physical and spiritual realms.
Huh. Back in our time, we could probably use some reminders about living in harmony with nature.
We haven't done a super good job protecting our environment.
The Yeti also reminds us of impermanence. Despite thousands of years passing and many seekers, the Yeti has evaded capture. It reminds us to look beyond the material to seek that which we cannot see.
Whoa, that's deep.
Yeah, and now the crummy pogs are trying to ruin it.
You know about the pogs?
I'm afraid pogs have been around as long as the Yeti lore. They have always sought to spread negative feelings, to inspire fear, especially to convince people of different cultures with different traditions to fear each other.
Yep, that's definitely still going on.
It's also been the cause of many wars throughout history.
Our job, though, if we are as enlightened as we are, is to inspire kindness and understanding. In the best case, we must find ways to collaborate. Or, in its simplest form, not to be buttheads to each other.
Did she just say...
She sure did.
Come, put on these special snowshoes. We'll trek across the base of the mountain as I explain why the legend of the Yeti is so important to preserve.
Hey, these snowshoes are shaped like giant feet.
And not quite human feet.
Yes! Exactly! Whew. Legends like the Yeti capture imaginations worldwide.
It sure caught Alexander the Great's attention.
Not just him. Lots of adventurers will go looking for the Yeti during the 20th century. Famed mountaineer Edmund Hillary, a Texas oil man named Tom Slick, even the famous film actor Jimmy Stewart, all in search of the fabled Yeti.
It's a strange way to bring people together, but it works.
Maybe there is something deeply spiritual about the myth.
An expedition just last week, led by Charles Howard Bury, reported back to the 1921 British newspapers that they had come across unusual footprints. Bury suggested the tracks were made by a loping wolf, but Sherpas assured him they belonged to a type of Yeti known as the Metokanmi, or Man-Bear Snowman.
Is that how Yeti came to be called the Abominable Snowman?
Yep. They said there must be a wild, mysterious, humanoid creature stomping through the snow on account of the huge footprints. Just like the ones we're making right now.
Hang on. Is the Yeti us?
Well, I can't prove or disprove the existence of Yeti, but we are helping promote the positive, the inspired, imaginative, and protective parts of the folklore.
How big are these Yeti feet we're wearing?
I don't know. I just made them big. But if I had to guess, I'd say 80 centimeters long by 35 centimeters wide.
I see. Molly, how big are these feet in feet?
Well, to calculate that, we know 1 inch equals 2.54 centimeters. So, we divide 80 centimeters by 2.54. First, we make 80 into 8,000 and turn 2.54 into 254. We divide the 8,000 by 254 and... I'm gonna use my calculator for this. We get 31.49, which we can round up to 31.50.
Okay, so that's inches. To find feet, we divide 31.50 inches by 12, because there are 12 inches in a foot. 31.50 divided by 12 equals 2 feet with 7.5 inches left over. Wow, that's a big foot.
No, it's a big Yeti foot.
Oof, it's getting cold. How much further?
Yeah, are we there, Yeti?
Nice one, Max. And we are here!
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 With the snow falling all the time, I have to make this trek so often to help keep the legend alive, 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 alive. But thanks to your help, there's a better chance someone will see these footprints and tell everyone about the creature living in the Himalayas.
So wait, is it safe to say you don't believe in the Yeti because you are the Yeti?
Oh no, I very much believe in the Yeti as the protector of our environment, our region, and our ecology. But if you're asking if I think there's a giant 4.5-meter creature walking around the base of Mount Everest, the answer is inconclusive.
Oh, and for the record, 4.5 meters is about 15 feet tall.
Well, let's just say I am all about promoting legend in order to help scare evildoers away.
Yeah, like the pogs.
Good idea, Rufus. We should get back before we get frostbite.
As you wish. Oh, and I'm gonna need those fake Yeti feet back. Thanks for your help. Until we meet again, remember, the best is Yeti to come. Come on, that's pretty good. What, nothing?
Okay, gotta go.
Bye! This episode of Mysteries About True Histories was written by Libby Ward and voiced by Dexter Danger Mayo, Molly Smith, Leslie Higgins, and Sherry Vite. Original music by Brian Suarez. Our associate producer is Max Kamaski. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hahn. Mysteries About True Histories was created and produced by Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Kolber and is an Atomic Audio production. What